Modernisme and Postmodernisme. In the last quarter of the 19th century, new ways of thinking about Western art began to appear. They were characterized by a desire to break with the academic world, either technically or conceptually. Artists began to make their mark through more personal works. These new schools took on many different names: Impressionism, Symbolism, Neo-Impressionism, Post-Impressionism. In Catalonia, the visual artists who were drawn toward similar paths were called modernistas. In this room, we find artists of the highest order. On the left, Isidre Nonell, Joan Brull, Joaquim Mir, and Maria Pi de la Serra. And on the right, Ramon Casas, Dario de Rogoyos, and Francesc Gimeno. Note the work The Gypsy by Isidre Nonell. It was a risky proposal that caused scandal in its time. Nonell began to portray gypsy women around 1898 when he lived in Paris. The human figure was the protagonist of his works. They generally showed the poor, often women. When he began to paint gypsy women, he found his models on the street. This suggests that most of his drawings were the result of small improvised open-air studies. It is very probable that his models were given some small economic compensation. These drawings are characterized by a formal yet expressive simplicity. These women transmit feelings of abandonment, marginality, misery, and pessimism. At the same time, as we can see in the work Night Scene with Two Girls, Joan Brull was establishing a foundation, if timidly, for a pleasant and far from unsettling Catalan pictorial symbolism. You can also see The Caves of Mallorca by Mir, and in the back, The Modernist Bench by Gaspar Omar, Sebastià Junyent, and Josep Pey.